You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is Bill Latson of MLB.com. I'm here with Bronson Arroyo. Bronson, thank you so much. Bronson, I got to ask you, tell me how you're feeling right now. You had a little setback. Tell me how you're feeling with your shoulder.
Yeah, you know, my shoulder was barking pretty good in the last game that I pitched in spring training against the Astros. And so, we got an MRI on it. And, I had my shoulder surgically repaired in 2014. So, the MRI that we got back from the radiologist, I don't think he knew that I had surgery on it prior to that. So he read it, and it didn't look too optimistic. And so we're kind of looking at my old MRI versus my new one, and we're going to kind of get a game plan here and see if it's going to be worth trying to rehab my shoulder over the next month and try to fire it back up, or if they think it's just not going to be possible for me to pitch. So, I think at the end of the day, we've got nothing to lose by trying to get it going. And, we'll see what happens.
Bronson, what surprised me is that in that game against the Astros, you pitch very well. 3 shutout innings. Talk about that.
Yeah. I've had the ability, because I've never had electric stuff, it's been a little bit easier for me to manage as I've gotten older and my stuff has decreased. I can still move the ball around. I can still change speeds, and I can still find ways to win. In the years that I've played the game, the guys that I've seen get knocked out of the game, for the most part, have been pushed out of the game. It's because they might have been healthy enough to pitch pain-free, but as their stuff deteriorated, they didn't know how to win without their old 94, 95 mile an hour fastball they used to have. But because I never had that, I've been pitching since I was a little kid, in a way. And so, I feel like if I can throw the ball 75 miles an hour, I can still find a way to win. So hopefully we can get the shoulder pain-free, and that'll give me the ability to go out there and kind of create and do what I do.
Deep in your heart, how do you think your future is deep down?
Yeah, it's I'd say it's probably, 80% I'm not going to be able to pitch ever again, and probably 20% maybe we can bring this thing back. I know I got my back to the wall, but that's what we do in this game. You ride it until you die.
The good thing is you have Dusty Baker on your side, and he has nothing but good things to say about you.
Yeah, I've had a great relationship with Dusty, pitched with him for 5 years, and he knows I've been able to accomplish a lot of things not feeling well all the time. And he knows if there's anybody who has the ability to go out there and possibly still get outs with maybe not 100% feeling on the arm, it'll be me. So, he's going to give me every opportunity to try to stick around here and see if we can bring this thing back to life.
Bronson, you have accomplished a lot in your big league career, especially with the 2004 Red Sox. Talk about your career overall. It's been a great career.
Yeah, I was drafted in 1995, and I pitched 19 and a half years till the middle of 14 without missing a start. That's the one thing I'm probably most proud of. Winning the World Series in 2004 with that Boston team was something that I knew that was the pinnacle of my career. I knew it could never get any better than that. It was something so ridiculous and magical, coming back from down 3 games to none to the Yankees in the ALCS. And, I've got a gold glove. I was an all-star once. I've got a World Series ring. I accomplished everything I ever wanted to do in this game. Would have loved, hoped to continue pitching. But, if this is the end, then, I'm definitely content and satisfied with what I've accomplished.
What do you love about this Nationals team? It seems like the pitchers have been gravitating to you. What do you like about it?
Yeah, I love the guys in this clubhouse. It's a good mix. It's a clubhouse I haven't been in like this in a while, which is a bunch of guys that make me feel like I'm in Boston again, kind of gritty, dirty, blue-collar players, guys like Daniel Murphy that come to the park every day with a little stubble on their face, and they like to get dirty out there and knock a guy down at second base. And I like that about this team. It's in this day and age, I think the game is getting younger and younger, and you find yourself being in locker rooms with pretty straight-laced guys in a way, which aren't all bad, but it's nice to get in a locker room with some guys who like to mix it up a little bit, like to go out at night a little bit. Kind of that old school feel, and I think Dusty really enjoys that as well. And so the camaraderie has been really great in here, and I'm hoping to be able to take the ride with these guys.
If the end is near, what are you going to do?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go. If I have to go home, I'm going to go home and just quiet down, kind of button up the things in my life that kind of been in your peripheral. Baseball's been in focus for the last 30 years of my life, and life has kind of been in the peripheral, and now they're going to flip-flop. And so, you focus on all the little stupid things, like how do you pay your water bill and make sure everything's all dialed in and buttoned up in your life. And after that, I'm probably just going to move around the country for a while and see people that I haven't got to see in a long time, spend some time with the people you love before we all get cancer,
And I understand you're into music big time. Talk about that. Would you get back into the music field?
Yeah, I love playing. I pick up the guitar every day. I'll probably have it in here one of these days soon, jamming for these guys. And, you know, I've met friends along the way over the last 10 years. A lot of them I met in Boston that have all been big-time rockers. And I definitely think I'll probably write an album at some point. I don't know if I'll ever go out on tour and try to make that a career. You know, it's a very tough business. And you know, I'd basically be playing just as a hobby. But it's something that will always be there. I can use it for charity events. It's something that I enjoy doing. I'll definitely get to... If I'm not playing, I'll definitely get to see some more rock shows in the summertime, which is normally null and void for us because we're playing every day. And, you know, it's always going to be something that I can lean back on and have a good time doing.
Bronson Arroyo, thank you so much.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.